to another episode of the CP Podcast. My name is CP. This is the podcast the CP wants to talk about all the shit the CP likes. It's like more like just some CP time. We start a little late, start a little early. Never know, because it's not live all the time. For the people who are live, they knew we started on CP time on purpose, because it's the CP Podcast. Y'all just been waiting like, damn, where the nigga at? Late on Chris Powell time. You understand me? And to my right, the very bright, intellectually charged. Look, adjectives are coming all the time. The very bright and intellectually charged Maya.
Hello, CP.
And dressed in all motherfucking black. Looking like he just left the Death Row vibe cover photo shoot. It was Suge, Pop, Dre, and Amir. Snoop wasn't there yet. What's up, bro?
How's it going?
Man, I can't call it like an alcoholic, man. I'm just trying to find it. You know what I'm saying? Like Waldo, you dig? You feel me? No, I'm good, man. Just, man, what happened?
First of all,
I had a crazy adventure today. This is the Tesla adventure today that happened. So peep this. So I get on the freeway, it's this back freeway through these mountains. Beautiful drive. It's about 15 minutes through just mountains. Your phone's gonna go in and out. It's just a great, beautiful drive from that part of LA to here. Mm-hmm. Right? I like to do it on autopilot, sit back, you know what I'm saying? Let my car do the heavy lifting of the drive while I enjoy the scenery. You know,
okay.
I've seen goats and stuff, you know what I'm saying, wild things that I would never have experienced had I been having to keep my eyeballs glued to the road like these dinosaur people who don't have self-driving on their car. And I know, to all my Tesla owners, just ignore them. So this car that looks like a cop car. Now, mind you, I'm looking for a lighter. I'm like, where the fuck is my lighter? I can't find my lighter. That's the worst part, when the joint is ready. The joint, like, I thought we was going on a ride. You like, I can't find a goddamn lighter. And so I got this thing that I bought from the Sony lot randomly. Like, years ago, I was working on the Sony lot. I was doing this pilot. Shout out to Gloria Calderon Kelly. I was doing this pilot. Anyway, Sony has, like, this little gift shop, but it's not a gift shop. They, like, sell supplies and stuff from old sets and
that's cool.
Yeah, they got it's like a Home Depot, Best Buy type of weird store they got. You can get all kind of shit. And so I love that store. I got like a bunch of shop towels and I just bought like some random shit. It's like an Office Depot, some shit in there. They got like printers from their offices, because you'll set up an office for a show, run the show for like 8 months, and then you're done. You're leaving all your shit. So, you know, they sell it, whatever.
That's smart. Yeah.
I got this antenna, this long stick antenna that has a magnet on the tip, so that I could like and stick it down in between my seat and look for like lighters and stuff. It'll stick to the lighter. I could put a lighter up, go fishing for lighters, right? And I've carried it from every car. Like, so this is like, you know, my Tesla is my latest car, but this is the car where I bring my accessories in. Also have a heated and cooled cup holder that can just make a water. That bitch would be like ice cold in like 15 minutes. Nice. You just put, yeah, it's dope. Or I might keep something hot, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I bring it from car to car. It's my favorite shit. It don't even match the motif of the Tesla, because the Tesla's like very minimalistic. I got this big ass cup holder. Whatever, it don't matter. I'm not, you know, fuck people. Anyway, I'm looking for the antenna so that I can look for a lighter.
Okay.
See the police car. I just don't like police cars, right? I just don't like police. I don't want no smoke, but I just like, you know, that's just not my favorite type of people. You know what I'm saying? Is the police. I just think that, like, I just don't fuck with the police. And I don't even, it's crazy to say it like that. Like, I don't fuck with like alligators. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just would not go near an alligator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I have no problem with alligators, but I've seen alligators fuck people up Therefore, I'm like, I see an alligator, I'm probably gonna stay over here.
Because it might eat you.
Exactly. I ain't got no problem with the police, but I've seen police fuck people up. And I'm like, I'ma just not fuck with the police. So when I see the police, I get tense. My whole life has been like that.
Well, it's also you're doing something illegal, aren't you? Aren't you supposed to be driving your car?
Hold on 1 second. See, everybody, just hold on 1 second. See how you see, because sometimes you say stuff that I'd be like, are you working for the man? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you saying? Of course.
You're supposed to drive your car.
No, I'm not. My car is supposed to safely get from point A to point B. I don't got to drive that motherfucker.
I don't know if that's the law.
I can set the car on autopilot. My car has autopilot with navigation. Do you know what that means? That means that it will go according to the map. So it would get on the freeway, change the freeway. Look it up. Full self-driving autopilot with navigation.
Yeah, because, okay.
I'm not going to, I don't want to say that. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want Tesla to, turn me off. Like, find me. I shouldn't just turn my shit off. Because they've been known to do shit like that. Anyway, let me finish, though. So the police car.
Okay.
It gets close to me, and I can read the plate. And the plate does not say California exempt. It just says California. So just a regular car. So I fucking speed away from it. But autopilot has a new feature where they don't let you go over like 83 or 84 miles an hour. I was already at 75. I floored it. On this back road, I've gone at least 108 on this back road easy in this car. I'm not trying to tell children to do this, but this is one of the fastest cars on the road. You can do 100 and then not even feel like I was doing 100 one time, and I was FaceTiming my dad, and I was showing him, like, Dad, I'm fucking doing 106 right now. He's like, bullshit. I got the video. Because this car is so fast, it doesn't feel like that. Now, I'm sure some people's cars, that bitch start going 58, that bitch be like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's not this. It's not this. The car was built to go this fast. Whatever. Anyway, I floor it. It basically scares the car. And the car puts me on punishment. And I can't use self-drive for the duration of the ride.
Wow.
19 fucking minutes of me having to drive my car with my hands. And it's like, I'm pissed. Because I'm like, I don't pay no note on this bitch. It's my car. My car. I tell my car, when, like, how dare my car be like, you know what? My car folded his hands. Like, I'm not driving you today. You're going to drive yourself.
Hmm. Now, was that in the terms and conditions that you signed?
Hmm?
Was that in the terms and conditions that you signed? Because it doesn't seem to be your car. It seems to be your car, quote, unquote, your car.
Hey, real talk. Give it up for the terms and conditions reader over here. How many terms and conditions have you read, Maya?
Not a single one.
Exactly.
I've never.
So how you gonna accuse me? You know damn well I read no goddamn terms and conditions. I paid the money. I drive that bitch. It's mine.
Is it yours?
Is it? It seems to be.
It doesn't, because it won't let you do what you want with it. You see, I have a regular car. I drive with my hands, so it does what I tell it to do, because it doesn't have a brain.
Guess what? I'm gonna tell you what you sound like. Remember back in the day when people window was like this. Oof, 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 oof. And then, you know, you rode in a limo for the first time, and it had them little power, or somebody's Cadillac, and it had them power windows, and you like, dang. But when them power windows messed up, and that little motor froze in the wintertime, and people couldn't get their windows down, people was like, well, I got this crank, and I'm good and crank. But it's not better.
It is if you're in water.
It's not.
If your car's in a lake, it's better to have the crank.
Oh, man.
I don't even know if you have the option for a crank anymore. But if it were up to me, I'd have a crank.
Really?
On my own car, yeah, absolutely.
Why would you not have, if that's the case, and it's safer to have that in the water, then why wouldn't cars have a dual? Like, you know how some cars are like an automatic and a manual with the pedals? Have you seen the pedals?
Oh, yeah, okay, so you're talking, okay.
They have like the pedals on the back.
The transmission.
Yeah, the paddle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So it's like, or a paddle or pedal?
Paddle.
Where is it? Is it down here?
No, it's up here.
Paddle. That's a tongue twister.
It's a tongue twister like a motherfucker. Paddle.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Kids, some kids lose their teeth and all they got is a tongue. If that motherfucker get twisted, they'd be like, you'd be like, God damn. They'd be like, good, ice cream truck. You'd be like, God damn. Anyway, why don't they make a car with an automatic window and a crank window?
I don't know. I don't design cars, but, and there's no water around
here.
See, but
when I asked her the question about, well, I don't design cars neither. I own this Tesla. That is just a little too safe. This is why I don't do auto driving on top roads. I only do self-driving on the freeway. Because when it comes to lights and pedestrians and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't trust somebody's, I wouldn't trust your life to my machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Just as a person, school kids and stuff like that walking around. That's just not me. But I have noticed that the car drives way too safe to the point where it's like, yo, go, it's okay. And it's like, no, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it'd be like,
Well, that's a lawsuit. That's probably a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
If it starts hitting kids. I mean, that, and that's a whole other thing, is that
if it starts hitting kids.
Or people.
If your car hits kids, I think it'd be a little lawsuit there, too, I think.
Well, I go to jail. There's someone to blame.
I wouldn't go to jail because my car was driving.
That's what they say.
You let your car drive. Is that negligence?
Mm-mm.
If the car crashes, I think that is a liability thing. But it was like that guy who got in that car accident because he fell asleep while the car was self-driving. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, well, who's at fault for this? And I was like, well, you're not supposed to fall asleep. So it was his fault. But he died, I think.
He died?
Yeah. I think he hit a transfer truck or something.
Oh, okay. And then, so was it, did he kill anyone else or just him?
I think he just killed himself.
Just killed him because back then the cars didn't recognize the flashing lights. Yeah. I've seen some dope, like crazy shit. Like, for example, I was, peep this. I'm at the mall, right? And you know how to park in at the mall. It's levels like this, right? And they have these like wires at like the back of the parking spot. Mm-hmm. It's like about a row of like 20 wires and they go like this. And it helps so you can't jump over the thing or, you know, whatever. Tell me why I'm auto parking and I'm noticing that my car is going back a little faster than it should. I'm like, what's going on? Luckily, I pressed the brake. I realized that on the camera, you could see the parking spot on the level below me.
Uh-oh.
And and it was literally lining me up to fucking go down. I was like, oh, shit. Like, this motherfucker thinks that the parking spot is way back more than it is because on the camera, it's the way that, you know what I'm saying? It just saw the lines. And I was like, wow, like, you know, here I am. I'm always the one saying, like, oh, we need the robots. But there is a perception thing. There is a... Man, it's just like nothing can replace the human brain. You know how many calls I got, how many DMs I got when Elon brought out the robot the other day? Right?
I heard about that.
First of all, I'm like, dude, that bitch was so ugly. Why would you bring out a beta with all these wires hanging off of it? I thought it was very unprofessional. And I'm not like one of them Elon stans, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I like the fucking car. And I like what he's doing with some SpaceX shit. At least he's trying. But
what did he say? What is... No, I miss a lot of this. Oh, they're not being very nice to him.
Well, no, because that's not... This is what was promised. Scroll up. This is the robot that was promised.
Okay, this is what was on Instagram.
And look at what rolled out.
Let me see. You think we can put
have
this?
Any images?
I don't know. Find an image.
Let's find the image.
But they've been fucking us over on the goddamn YouTube shit. Like, goddamn, we're just trying to have some fun, guys. Jesus, just trying to have some fun. This shit right here. Like, what the fuck are you doing, Elon?
Oh, he could have put something.
He ain't got no skin on him. Yeah, that's why he ain't got no skin.
But why would you bring out the motherboard and processors? It's just like, as an investor. A very, very, very small investor with one share. It's like, come on, fam.
He's doing stuff just to be like, I did it.
But well, rushing and it's so
he's rushing
sloppy.
The stuff because he has shareholders and quotas to meet.
Well, if he can figure out skin to put on it, if it works. Here's my thing is, if it works, does it work the way he said it was going
to
work?
What is it supposed to do?
Right. It's in beta. My dad said it did. It answered a couple of questions, and it did the hand gesture. It's just like, here's my thing. People sent this to me, and it's like, this means nothing to me. But I do think that I need to be making myself clear. I think that robots could enhance our experience the same way that these phones are enhancing mm-hmm. our experience. Being kind of like an external workhorse
yeah.
that can store information, that can be able to spit data back to you. Imagine working on a car and saying, give me the 3/5 wrench. You know what I'm saying? And you're working on it by yourself. You know, like
it should be an extension, not a replacement.
Of it's course,
yeah,
of course,
it should be used as a tool. And
but
that,
what I'm, the but way what I'm saying is this:
not like that.
My issue is that we as humans have gotten a little bit too complacent with what our like we're too industrial still. Like we need to elevate and start using our minds more than we use our bodies, so that we can put our bodies in a better position.
How do you mean?
Like. I just think that in 2022, we're doing too much shit with our hands still.
Well, like, sometimes our hands can be what can do it. Like, what specifically do you mean? Sometimes the tech's not there. Like, we want the tech to be there, but it's just not quite there yet.
Right,
so we
got
to fall back on
like,
human
right,
hand.
We have to fall back on it. But our human power becomes a plan B. And it also becomes this low-hanging fruit in society where people can go to these, like, brainless-style manual labor style jobs, and it just really is just holding us back from being a cleaner, more efficient society if we all could stop and acting like we gotta be the ones that gotta sweep up, but we gotta be the ones that got like there's smarter ways to do shit. And we just trying to justify low vibrational existence all the time. Like we act like, oh, like dog, like I'm sorry, but if your McDonald's only has 30 items. And there's no special way other than any way that can be algorithmized, you know, extra mayo here, extra ketchup, no pickles, et cetera, et cetera. Then why do I want some person who is making my food with the hate for me, a person making my food who does not want to work there, a person making my food that's pissed off that day and decides that dropping my burger on the floor and putting it back on my thing without me knowing about it is fuck me because fuck me. Like, that's where it starts to be like, dog, that's low vibrational shit. That's low vibrational work. That's damn near like slavery labor. We making people do it and expecting them to be happy and give us good quality shit. And they can't.
What else would they be doing?
Exactly. What else would they be doing if that wasn't an option to go that low to do that? What else would they be doing? Like,
well,
dog.
We assume they're going to be doing
something
great.
Some people could be forced into adaptability. Others can get help through government programs. If you can't do shit but make tacos at Taco Bell with the goddamn sour cream gun, then yeah, you need a check. You need a check from the government to sit your ass down.
I don't know if I'm going to be paying. I don't want to pay that check. And also,
oh, that
some
check
people,
is being paid already. What are you talking about?
Some people just want to go out and work. Like, I know what you're saying,
but
and I don't disagree.
We could find them better work that could increase. Like, we could use our people for something better than the bullshit jobs that we kind of have that people are doing. And nobody wants to say that, but it's like, well, dog, like manual labor.
I see both points here. So I see what you're saying. Like, you know, working that kind of job is not necessarily, nobody likes it, honestly. Nobody likes working those kind of jobs and stuff like that. And I also see your point is like, well, what else would they do or anything like that?
Well, because also, they can do whatever they want. You can do whatever you want. You can go get an associate's degree in engineering, mathematics, and be useful immediately to the economy. Anybody can do that. Most people are not going to put the work in.
But that's the
thing,
why
they're
though.
There.
But that's like saying, like, you could jump in and you could swim downstream because the stream is going downstream, and that's fine. But what I'm saying is, like, the new thinkers, the people who are going to push it forward, we need to set up just like man, do you realize like our society is set up so that women don't get raped because of how vulnerable they are? We've set our society up to make sure that women are safe.
That's
and that it's a law that women are safe, right? What I'm saying is that like, you know, certain, you know, you look at what a Pepsi is here and what a Pepsi is overseas, and it's different ingredients because certain things are illegal. Certain mindsets become illegal. TikTok is different over there than it is over here because certain mindsets become illegal or become a detriment to the people. And what I'm saying is that, like, this level of labor that I'm referring to that can be replaced with robots that could become more efficient, like, what we're afraid of, like sweatshops, don't even have to exist.
They would still exist in the third world because ultimately, for a long time, it's still going to be cheaper to use human labor. But I see what you're saying here in the United States.
I mean, but why would it be cheaper to use human labor when we determine how much the machines cost?
And if
the
machine, we don't determine how much the machine costs. The resources determine how much the machines cost.
And but what I'm saying is like this, though.
Rare metals.
But there's no way that you can get to the bottom of what I'm saying without me getting under it, because the resources can be also duplicated. We got 3D printers. We got a bunch of different ways that we can make. They have sustainable shoes. Nike had to pivot and make that whole line of sustainable off the fucking cutting room floor shoes because they had to pivot. That was right before the pandemic. They made those shoes. It's like, what I'm saying is this. There's a way. There's always a way.
There's, I think, not that always with a tech, way. The resources are fine.
What resources? Like what, though?
They're explain natural resources.
Lithium because ion. So
everything that we use, like as far as technology and stuff, takes away from natural resources that we have here on Earth, which is why you look at like Apple, for one, the iPhones, they mine and they get these things from parts and places in Africa. But that kind of stuff doesn't last forever. And it's not something that could be replicated. So they try to recycle it, but you don't get all of it back, is what I'm saying. And then eventually that stuff dies off. This tech is not meant to be sustainable or long lasting.
But here's the thing, though. Here's what I think you guys are missing that I'm trying to say. Okay, let's use the iPhone as an example, which is a perfect. I was thinking about shoes, but let's use the iPhone as an example, right? They're mining some kind of crystal, right, to kind of make the glass for the front glass, the front display, right? Why? Because they don't have a way to encase these programs and these apps on an interface that doesn't need glass, right? But if they made it into where now it's a hologram, so now you hold it in your hand and it just shoots up and you just do this. What I'm saying is, like, we already established that the technology is a need. There's a need for these phones because they have shrunk the world. They've increased information and all that. Now, what I'm saying is that there's no new thinkers to be like, how can we sustain it? Because we didn't used to have iPhones. How can we go beyond that where it's no glass, where we're not having to mine things, where the stuff is, do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, the only reason that these are the resources is because it hasn't been innovated yet to where the resources are not these anymore.
Yeah, we still haven't gone past a combustible engine. So, but that's because that technology, we kind of plateaued on that technology.
But we didn't, though. A lot of people came out with different engines that were not combustible, with that ran off water and ran off steam and ran off all kind of shit.
But you still have to heat the coal for the steam.
Well, I'm saying, like,
there's something supposedly innovative or something new, it's always going to pull from natural resources. There's no way to make something
right, but the whole point, though, is to pull from, I mean, everything pulls from natural resources, every single thing.
But there's a cost-benefit analysis. If we pull more than it's giving us, then it doesn't make sense for us to do that.
Right, so that's why we need to stay to the most natural and abundant resources that we possibly can. There's a sand shortage right now. Why do you think that is? Because every phone has glass. There's a literal sand shortage. Look it up. Like, there is a sand shortage, right? It's like, well, that, you know, we thought that that was a pretty abundant thing, but until we realize how long it takes for sand to get made. It takes thousands of years for rocks to get ground into sand. And so it's like, everything takes from the resources. What are some of the more abundant resources that we could use that we could barely put a dent in? Like, what's the most abundant resource on the planet? Water?
Yep.
Yeah. Water. So when they make an engine that runs off water, then they get killed and that patent gets buried. Well, here we are trying to make something where a water engine might not even put a dent in our human imprint like a gasoline or oil engine would. There are a lot of people invested in there being a bottom crust, bottom feed of this country. And I think that anybody who doesn't see that has been kind of, I don't want to say brainwashed, but it's just like you don't care about the fact that it's like, yo, we're a dumb, clunky-ass society.
But that's capitalism in its nature.
I think we see these articles and people say there's a potential for this, there's a potential for that. But when you see it go from the actual science papers to production, very few of these ideas actually make it to production. And certainly some, it's for, you know, nefarious means, but some is the technology just isn't there.
Well, they were
a little bit too optimistic with the initial press release.
Can I say this though, Maya?
Yes.
The technology is where the best interest is, because the best interest is going to always determine what the need is, and from that need is going to have the attention. From that attention is going to have the research. From that research is going to have us figuring it the fuck out. That's how we got all kind of shit that we can get. I don't want to go into what we were able to do as quick as we were able to do, but my thing is this. There are people in companies that literally lobby with the people who make the decisions in this country for the literally the best interest of lining their pockets.
That's true.
Like not making safer sodas and cigarettes and shit like that, cutting the cost so that they could benefit and line their pockets at the detriment of all of our health sometimes and all kind of shit. What our kids eat for lunch, et cetera, right? So what makes you think that they're not doing the same thing when certain manufacturers in this world, top companies, they make money off of the labor and the way that it is, and it getting better would cut a lot of corners. I was just watching Pat had a podcast, shout out to Pat Cloud, where they were talking about the $38,000 periscope they use for the submarines in the Navy. They found out that they could just use a $39 Xbox remote.
Oh, cool.
To control it. An Xbox controller to control that periscope. Now, somebody lost, what, $37,000 and what, 60, you know what I'm saying? Like 900 and, you know, and 60. It's like.
But they did swap it.
Well, yeah, they swapped
it. And the technology for the Xbox had to get to the point. So now it's $30, but it wasn't $30 when the periscope was first invented. So it had to get to the point where it could, the ones could swap out for the other.
Right.
Technology has to develop over time.
It had to catch up, and I agree with that. But the thing is this, though, that was a, I guarantee you that had they taken that through the correct channels, instead of just maybe trying it, had they taken it through the correct channels and tried to see if they could do that, they would have gotten shut down, because it's like, well, how dare you trust our national security to an Xbox controller that costs $30?
Now, and I see what you're saying, and there's definitely a lot of that in the way technologies are developed. You know, there's people who are wrestling for their side. However, there is also the problem that a lot of this tech that we say is great new tech, give it 5 years, and it just doesn't develop. Its potential, and then maybe one of 100 of the articles that you read will actually turn into something that we can use. And a lot of that's just because the cost to make it is too much than what we get out of it. And unfortunately, that's what we're seeing with a lot of technologies that use more oil to, you know, try to be green. And we're like, well, we're burning coal so that we can charge the car. Well, what is the actual number here that we're saving? And so it just adds layers, and then we figure it out. I don't know if it's always necessarily someone out there trying to be evil. I think it's like a lot of the times just a bunch of people doing their best in this world being very, very hard, and science
that's
being,
you being
very,
very
hard.
Very, very trusting and very benevolent. Because here's the thing. If it can save some people, then it's worth doing. And especially if it's not going to hurt the other people. And if you don't do that, then you're just evil.
Well, a lot of times it's a cost-benefit analysis thing. Like, we were talking about the robots to begin with. For a while, it's going to be more beneficial just to have people doing it because the robot tech isn't there yet. And then, when you're talking about the McDonald's, where are these people going to go? I would love for these people to be designing robots. I really would. That would be fantastic.
For who to be designing robots?
The people who work at McDonald's.
Why would they be designing robots?
Because they need to do something that contributes to the economy.
No, but see, this is the thing that you
don't
understand.
But they're not ready.
When working at McDonald's is not the light at the end of the tunnel, then it's not the goal at the beginning of the tunnel. So, like, dog, like, now you have a group of people who are not relying on the fact that I can always go work at McDonald's. I can always go do this. And, I mean, it's like, dog, like, it's time that we put pressure on
people, like working mothers.
Oh, okay. And then you got to bring the working mothers into it.
Like,
dog, that's okay. But what I'm trying to explain to you is that get a job that does not have to. Don't bring your working mother tiredness to my fucking hamburger. It's like, dog, let me just have my. Is that? I'm sorry. Like, do I have to get horrible service because you got six kids at home and you wouldn't have a fucking attitude with me on the thing?
I would love her to go to school and to get her degree in robotics. I would love that too. But she's just not in the position.
But just like you said that you didn't want to pay that check for people like that to get money. If
every month? How much would we have to pay?
Guess how much of your time and your sanity you're paying by dealing with people who are in positions that they don't want to be in and they have to serve you. You're paying a lot more.
So the big picture thing here, I get what you're saying about how tech could advance and help people out and move people away from areas that they don't want to be in or anything like that. It's more so that it's a replacement kind of thing, but also at the very tip of everything that we're talking about here, it is capitalism. That at the end of the day, it's about the money that needs to be made to make these things, the money that is going to bring to make these things, people needing to take these jobs because they don't have any money. So that all of those things come into factor, and it's all money at the end of the day.
What is money, though? What is money?
Money is the energy that the system runs on. You feed the system. That's our abstract representation of the energy of the system, the beast that is the United States.
Right.
And
people with the most money get most of their shit for free.
They have the most energy. It's kind of spiritual when you think about it. And I'm not against capitalism because it's the best we've come up with yet. And it used to be that there was no way for someone like me to go earn money and just be like, screw it. I would have to get married. I would have to have these children. Mm-hmm. And so capitalism made it so that I could get a skill a couple hundred years ago that would be weaving, and I could sell blankets, and then I could have green money. Everybody's money is green. So whether you make it as a prostitute or you make it as a lawyer, your money is green.
And you think that's an equalizing force. And you think capitalism started with somebody telling somebody that, hey, you can do your own thing?
I don't know. No. A lot of things start messy.
Right. So
you got to make the best of what you got.
I think that people either had it in them or had it not in them to be entrepreneurs. And the invention of capitalism was not going to help that or not help that. I think that the issue is that we should not, as humans, be paying to live here.
They invented capitalism to supplement and to facilitate their lifestyle, not the other way around. So the merchant class said, we need to do this, because before it was barter, and then they turned to coinage so it would be easier. I think we're still in the growing pains of it, and we can eventually figure it out, but it seems to be a reflection of what the people want, and we're in a limbo point. And we gotta figure it out the best way possible.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I just think that it's like, I think that society makes an excuse, but it's like, dog, you're society. We can determine that, you know, shit could just be way better. Some shit we have to worry about, we wouldn't have to worry about if everybody was just like, hey, like, you know, like everybody feels so bad about the mom with six kids, but then they go let her work at McDonald's. And so then when she get in there and piss me off, now I'm the bad guy. But y'all let her work there and y'all feel sorry for her. And y'all is like, oh, it's like, well, then get her the fuck out of here.
Well, the kids thing, I would say, and that's because I got a lot of socialists in me, just pay to have kids raised and educated properly. And that's what we can do is for the next generation is to educate them so they can design robots. But 25, 26-year-old, I'm talking about 45, 46-year-old, it's really hard to get them to learn these new techs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what you mean? It's new tech in the fucking, you know, it's robots all through the kitchen at these supply chain style restaurants. Like, there's all kind of stuff. Like, if you look at what these motherfuckers is doing, the computers that they're working on, how they're punching in the orders, how they, you know, working with the tablets, it's like, replace that with being an engineer at a Chrysler or some kind of, like, there's shit you could do. If you could do that, you could check meters for gas companies.
You can check things. It's different than building things. So engineers, you have to build, nobody and this them. You have to use.
No, correction. Engineers, you have to be taught to build, because in order to become an engineer, you have to get certification. You don't just walk in and say you're an engineer. However, the want to become an engineer is the first step in becoming an engineer. Learning what an engineer does. You know how many engineers is in the hood doing crazy dope ass. You ever see these homeless people with these tents, and these tents look like little cities? And you'd be like, God damn, who designed this? Nobody's That's giving true. These people a chance. When you at the bottom, it's so many gifts that come out of you because you have no choice.
You think people aren't giving them a chance? I don't think that's true. I think that colleges are trying to admit people. Colleges are trying to pass people. Colleges are trying to teach people things, and they do not want to learn it.
My, I'm talking
college costs too fucking much.
There are also community colleges, which are next to free, Pell Grants. Like, I don't buy that. I don't buy that we're not trying to get people educated.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though.
Giving out scholarships, begging people to apply for scholarships, especially poor people and black people, absolutely double fisting that money.
I'll say it like this. It's no coincidence that it's easier for a young person living in the inner city to know when the Jordans are going to drop than to know when the FAFSA application deadline is. You know why? Because the same reason why TikTok is a different thing over here than it is in Asia, because it is by design. You go to these white neighborhoods and these white schools, you see, don't forget your FAFSA, don't forget this, all on the wall, little posters. It's like the small things.
You think those posters aren't on the wall? Because when I was in West Philadelphia going to school, there were posters on the wall. People didn't care. They didn't look to them. It wasn't socially enforced to apply for things.
I'll give you that. I'm not going to lie. I've seen some posters on the wall, and I came from an inner city school, and I did what I needed to do. I went to private school for a little bit too, and I think that curved my mind and taught me how to learn and be an individual. But at the same time, I just feel like I don't want to give excuses to any group of people at all, because that excuse is not going to help them. Giving somebody an excuse is just coddling them. Like, oh, nobody
but
has
you
an
just
excuse.
Gave excuses
no, I'm
to
not
the
giving
not
excuses.
Applying to
I'm
school.
Telling you facts. But well, that's why I said I'll give you that one, because I don't want to give you an excuse. Okay, other than that, I'm telling you facts. But that's like, okay, if it's posters on the wall, it's posters on the wall. And you can't, right? But what I'm saying is, like, it just feels like, and this is not even to the outside influences more so than it is the inside influences that we have in our community, but it's like, it just feels like there is a top over the jar as it pertains to what these young people think is possible.
Okay.
And how they maneuver based on that. Because I don't care what you say. If you thought that you could do anything, why would you choose not to do anything?
You gotta figure it out about 8, 9, and then 12. Because this math thing, the thing that really differentiates what people are going to do, it's math and science, it's STEM. And that is hard to learn, and you got to start learning early, and the whole family has to be involved.
What do you mean? Explain it.
Math is hard to learn. Okay, so this is what we're going to do right now. Everybody, it is on us to tell our family that these are the FAFSA dates for 23. Sorry. Between October 2021 and June 30th, 2023, that is for next year's college. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my family, you tell your family, everyone watching right now tells their family. It's on mm-hmm. us. That's what Asian people understand that the rest of us don't understand.
Right.
They're looking out for their own.
Right.
Like, get a tutor, do this. Parents are both there. It's actually a very interesting story that, so everybody.
Shout out to Kumon.
Everybody note these dates. The deadline is June 30th, 2023, so that your cousin or whatever, mm-hmm. daughter, nephew.
If you are going to college next year, understand what you're looking at. What they're telling you is that you've had 2-3 years to get, or 2 years to get ready for next year. So that lets you know that this is for people going to college next year. But this lets you know that if you're a junior or a sophomore, you can start getting prepared right now. And you could get, you know, with, you know, unfortunately, there's not an unlimited amount of money for these things like it is for, like, tanks and guns and shit like that. When this allotment of money is kind of gone, it's gone.
Well, here's the thing. Now, you go to community college, then transfer to a state school, mm-hmm. do well in math and sciences, and then you can get employed at one of these defense companies making the bombs and guns, come out, at 24, 25 as an engineer, and you're making six figures. So make that military-industrial complex work for you. Is that noted? Is everybody, because I'm going to take this down and put this other thing up. Because this is getting into what you were saying. A very interesting article. Not interesting. A sad article. Here I am. Now, these schools that have all of these security things, you know, like the fences and people, the police and the
That's dogs. A lot of security cameras on one wall. What are y'all looking at?
They might be Photoshop or something.
Yeah. Look like, God damn, you better not steal something off that flow. Go ahead.
So students at high schools with prominent security measures have lower math scores and are less likely to attend college and are suspended more compared to students in schools with less security surveillance. And this is from a study. So basically, inner city schools. And this is a complicated issue because inner city now means black because the white Americans abandoned the inner city. Let's just be honest with what happened here. So they completely abandoned the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the original article. If you want to read it, anyone is welcome to read it at the Journal of Criminal Justice. Infrastructure of Social Control, a Multi-Level Counterfactual Analysis of Surveillance in Black Education. So basically what it's saying is that schools with a lot of the surveillance, the kids have lower STEM scores. STEM is what matters, what's going to make us money later, computers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, is it because there's bars on the windows that they can't concentrate? It doesn't matter if they've been suspended or not. But then the questions you have to ask is, schools that have these surveillance systems, are they more likely to have other problems where the kids can't study?
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How many mass shootings are happening at these schools with all of the surveillance systems versus the ones that have no surveillance system? It's like, what kind of fucking rubric is that to determine whether or not these kids are doing well on STEM? It's like, it has nothing to do with them having surveillance. Like, you know why they have surveillance. The same reason why all the medicine is locked up at fucking CVS in the hood. You can't get to no goddamn Advil or no baby formula, even though it's right there. But you go to the white places and it's not. It's more surveillance because they trust them more. Period. And the problem is that trust is blowing up in their fucking face because without that surveillance, these kids is walking up in these goddamn schools with any and everything on them and they doing whatever the fuck they want to do, blowing fucking kids away.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure the numbers.
How much of the budget for surveillance was spent out of the budget for STEM at the other school?
It's equal.
No, it's not equal, Maya.
In this particular study, they controlled just for their surveillance. Now, there's other things as right, far as they control
for. But what I'm trying to explain to you is that, I mean, this is not the rubric. That's like saying, like, you know, which fish could throw a football the best, a dolphin or a goldfish? It's like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Well, this is, these kids are not able to achieve in STEM, and that's why they're working at McDonald's.
But it has nothing to do with the fact that they have surveillance on them, in my opinion.
Okay, these people say it does. I'm just throwing this out there, that kids who are in these schools are less likely to then go on to get a college education and then be able to really make money.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You're a straight A education major. You got your master's in early childhood education, right? Or whatever the fuck. I'm just trying to, you know.
You're not making that much money off that.
No, that's not what I asked you.
Yeah, go on.
Where are you going to go teach at?
And where am I going to teach at?
Keep it real. You going to the inner city or you going to these nice campuses?
So you're saying it has nothing to do with surveillance, it's to do with quality of teachers?
I think it has a lot to do with not only quality of teachers, but quality of facilities, class size, overall funding of said school. Like, there are a lot of different variables that can attribute to some shit like this happening. And so it's like, for them to go to, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, it's like I said, how many of them schools get shot up versus how many of they schools get fucking shot up?
I don't know about the shooting up.
I'd rather my kid be dumb than dead.
Yeah, I just think that this is what's to do not the surveillance, but that these schools are underperforming in STEM, which is what's keeping these kind of kids down. They need to perform better in STEM, and it's really hard to perform.
It's hard to perform better because there's cameras on the wall.
There's cameras, and they might come from homes that don't understand how important STEM is and how hard it is to teach kids.
But what do they have to do with the cameras?
I think it just coincides. These people are saying the cameras are responsible, but I think it's just the type of school that has the camera on the wall may also be from circumstances that doesn't understand STEM.
Can I tell you who does a study like this?
Who?
A school that doesn't want cameras. They would conduct a study like this where they would pull up these kind of skewed facts because people are trying to put cameras in their school or bars on their school window and they feel like, nah, our school is above that. So you pull out facts like this. This is like what politicians do. Like, this makes absolutely zero sense to me at all. And it's like, who gives a damn if it's surveillance on the wall? As a matter of fact, if I had a list of variables based on importance of why these kids have lower STEM scores, surveillance cameras would be in the bottom half.
I think you might be right. I think they just happen to overlap with other problems.
Mm-hmm.
It is that there's so many layers to it. If you go to any kind of school that obviously, you know, because even then I'm fairly young and going to school in elementary school and it's a, like inner city school, it was more like you could kind of feel like that you're not there. Like, it's the school is like, I hated school just off the jump. I hated it. It was awful. I was like, it wasn't like I was getting bullied or anything like that. It was just that the quality just didn't feel there. The computers are old. The books are literally from 1980-something. Like, my parents were in high school when these books came out, and I could see the names written in the books, and they're beat up. The desks are messed up. You have a hard time learning. And then, you know, there wasn't really surveillance then because I don't think it was necessary. This was like 2001 when I was in first grade. So it's just that you kind of feel that. And then when I went to a school in Georgia, and it wasn't a private school, it was like a charter school or whatever. It was what is this? We got smart boards. I didn't even know we had smart boards. We were still using overheads. Like, at this kind of, we had chalkboards. We got whiteboards with wider erase markers. It is a thing of like resources and under, like, if you never experienced that kind of stuff, you wouldn't know what a benchmark is.
Yo, these kids, Indian kids don't have anything and they are learning.
But listen what I'm saying though. But guess what though? They also don't know that they also don't have the realization that it's white kids up the street with a better school than them. They just understand that they're in what it is and that's what it is.
Oh no, they do. And they know they have to compete and they have to be 10 times better than them.
But hold on.
It's the thing of like, you know, the whole thing of here being in America is like the American dream and you have all these opportunities or anything like that. And I know that it's not like that isn't an excuse to be like their grades to be worse or anything like that. But they're, like I was saying, there's several layers to those effects that apply to somebody's mental when they're at that kind of state. And even then, people like they go and do these kind of things. They research. And the thing is, like, no shade to anybody in a different country. Like, you're specifically saying India or anything like that. But I'm pretty sure that those guys are going and they're supposedly giving them jobs because they probably take it for a lower pay than somebody that would do it over here.
They're taking it for a lower pay, but even the children of immigrants in poverty, controlling for economic level, the children of immigrants do a lot better and achieve higher at STEM because maybe they understand the opportunity that's been given them, even with the bad books, even with the chalkboard.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that. And so, it's like there's more pressure on that as well. But we can also talk about how the pressure of when somebody is an immigrant and they come over here, how much pressure that they're under to be the first one to be really successful and how that, you know, that detriment plays down to them when they become an adult and they'll understand why they, all these kind of things. Like, I have to keep doing this. I got to keep doing this.
Oh, and then they go and they're making like $300-$400 a year and they're like, I'm sad. I'm going to take a year off. So I'd rather have that option where you're sad at 40, but you're making, you know, $400,000 a year than you're sad at 20 and
I get your point, but like I was saying, it's capitalism. End of the day, that's what you're chasing. I get it. But it's like, that's not going to bring joy to everybody.
Joy is so relative. Just do your work.
It is, but it's not as cut and dry as like, just do the work.
It is.
It's not.
It is, but people don't want to accept it, but it is. But in this kind of situation where kids are in bad schools and there's not a charter available, Then that's why I start to be sympathetic. I'm like, yo, some people have to work at McDonald's. They're stuck in these schools, and there's no environment for learning, and they don't have the parents at home. They're not coming from a two-parent household, and their one parent does not understand how hard school really is.
Yeah, even then.
Especially now.
like I was saying, there's layers to it, and I don't think it's so much more nuanced to all of that, and I don't think it's just because we can point to other specific places and be like, well, they did it, and they did it, and they did it. Well, let's talk to them.
Yeah,
like,
we should talk to them.
And
we
talk to them let's hear like what their experience was and why it can be bad on their part, and then we can understand why it was bad for us, and then it was this day, and all this other stuff like that.
Because I think we should talk to them. We have a lot to offer.
But somebody gotta work at McDonald's, though.
For the next like 40 years until the robots catch up and everybody gets educated.
I would love to own the first fully automated McDonald's.
Okay, I think you could do it.
I would like to own the first fully automated McDonald's, and I think that what would happen is the ice cream machine would never be broke, the grease would never be dirty. What are you talking about? Why are you laughing?
Because this is like a presidential speech you're giving right now. Like, you're campaigning.
Do you understand what's going on? Did you know that the ice cream machine is broke? Do you know what that means?
It's bad.
That means that Maya, Jesus Christ.
But the thing is, it's already a machine, though.
But neither one of y'all know. In the hood, anybody who works at McDonald's will tell you, the ice cream machine is down. It's over a billion served in this motherfucker. This ice cream machine. So what's the difference between a McDonald's ice cream machine and the one at fucking Baskin Robbins that makes ice cream all day, or the one at the Froyo place that makes ice cream all day? It never get a break. It never get a burger break or a nugget break, or y'all ain't here for a salad. No. They clean that bitch out once a day, and after they've cleaned it, they're not going to turn it back on. And that's up to their lazy ass discretion. And the bosses know that. The managers know that. We cleaned it out. We not finna, because the milk is the one thing where motherfuckers can get sick for real. So they gotta keep cleaning that bitch out every day. And after they clean it, the hood McDonald's, the ones that don't feel like it, are not gonna do it again. They're not gonna, you know, they're not doing it at the end of the night. I don't know what the fuck is going on with these 24-hour McDonald's or whatever. Anyway, the grease, right? Like, yeah, have a robot that has a grease tester. Right? The grease gets, like, do you think a human feel like taking that heavy-ass thing out of grease and pouring it out and pouring in a fresh new thing of grease every 48 hours? No, they don't. And so guess what happens? Our children eat old-ass grease because these lazy-ass teenage motherfuckers and these 40, 50-year-old crackhead people who, and shout out to people who, hey, listen, shout out to people who work at McDonald's and got a hard earn living, and you doing it right, and you a great person and all that, and you ain't on crack. Da-da-da-da. I'm not talking to you.
But you could still do crack and keep your job, apparently.
No, yeah, but guess what? Around that fourth hour, when you on a five-hour shift, and you came in on a rock, and you coming down, and you need a new rock about, and then a motherfucker want to ask you why they didn't get 20 nuggets, why some of them froze, and why it's a Band-Aid in here, and you could just like, what the fuck? It's like, dog, I'm sitting here telling you. Like, at the end of the day, nobody needs to be making a billion fucking burgers. Nobody. Nobody. And I guarantee you, people will be healthier with fairly fresh cooked food. Not here I am in somewhere in some place where they don't like black people when I walk in the Taco Bell and the motherfucker people in the hand of thing and he sees me and now I gotta feel like he might have fucked with my food because he don't like black people. That shit happens. It happens.
I like these little Mexicans on the corner that have their stands. You go to them ever? Because you can watch them make your food.
Yeah, and I don't want them to be robots.
You don't want them to be robots? Good. Because I don't want them to be robots.
I like them.
Yeah.
I like them. Even though, you know, sometimes it'd be a little shifty. The transaction be a little, you know, kind of druggish. But I like them. I like them a lot. And, you know, that's something. I don't want robots making my smoothies. I need to be able to talk to a person. But I put a little spinach in it. Put a little this, but not that much. Put a little spirulina. Certain things, right? But if your restaurant only has 40 items, and those 40 items only have 4 or 5 variations apiece, making it what? 200 items, that's easy for a robot to be able to handle. I need extra mayo, less mayo, 5 nuggets, 10 nuggets, a Happy Meal. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if I own the restaurant, dog, like, this could keep shit efficient. You have a cleaning crew come in, you know, any fries that fail or, you know, whatever, clean that shit up, bam, bam, that's the most you have. And then, I mean, it just seems like we want people to be in these, like, we enjoy looking down on people in our society. You work at McDonald's. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, fam.
That is capitalism. That's the whole thing. That's another branch of it.
Yeah.
It's to, if you step over somebody because you're making more money than them, you're doing better than them, you have to, you thing is like, it's just like ingrained in you to look down on somebody else because you surpassed that. I ain't on that. I'm not making that. I'm beyond that. I was there. You still there. That's crazy. Like, I got up on you. And it's not a thing like that everybody necessarily takes as like a sense of like super pride, but that's how it's taught to make you feel, because it's the whole thing is just, we need to get more money. So the people who have more money, they're looking down on other people and treating them worse, and they're making them work more or whatever the case may be for less because they can. And it's like, I got money. Like, what are you gonna do? You gotta work your way up to my level, knowing that the level that they on is not even obtainable as far as a work kind of thing.
It really ain't obtainable if they just at the drive through and you're trying to communicate with them and you're in a fucking $100,000 car and you're trying to explain to them why you want some sweet and sour sauce, and they're like, sir, you got to pull to the front because... And you're like, why the fuck? What is going on right now? Like, what the fuck is going on right now? And it'd be like, dog, my thing is this. I'm not shitting on McDonald's, and it may seem that way, and I'm not.
Because it seems as though you are the person that he just complained about.
Who?
But
you might be the person he just complained about that's shitting on a McDonald's worker.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Because it seems as though my your character
I'm lost.
Is the one that makes more. And so looks down on them.
No, I'm not looking down on them at all. What I'm saying is that
CP's whole objective here was that he doesn't want them in those positions.
Yeah,
because the customer, the customer service is the not the job. It's just that we know that that job is viewed, looked down upon in society, and people hate it.
That's bad home training. But, if you're looking down on people for what they do,
hold on. Down on them. It's just looking down, like, because nobody wants to do the job. Is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm also listen, Maya.
I used to work at the movie.
Flip burgers.
And don't look down. I don't look down at people who do it.
But do you still do it, though?
I'm not saying the look down part.
Nobody's telling you to look down. What I'm telling you is that this is a job.
Sucks. That's what
I'm saying.
Yeah, but I have training. I have other training now, so that's why I don't do it. But then they don't.
I would like...
And that's all they're qualified for.
I just gave you a whole scenario of walking into a restaurant where I feel like I was being discriminated against. Racism, it exists on every plane. Having your food be up to someone's discretion and you understanding that... There's a possibility that this person could be in a position, because they work here, you can kind of assume that they're only working here for the money.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a chef. They're not cooking your food with the reputation of, this is how I cook. They don't give a damn.
Yeah, they're across the board. Workers.
They do not give a damn. And what I'm trying to explain to you is that these are one of those jobs where I feel like something equal across the board, where it's like they're almost embarrassed because they work there. Now you show up. I'm trying to tell you, like, my opinion is my opinion.
And you're entitled to have it.
The similar instance that you're making here is that it's just more so like the fairness, I guess. It's a fairness, and there's a level of customer support that it would be even, we don't have to deal with that, and the people don't have to take on those kind of jobs that they don't like. I think that is pretty much the point that he's making.
So we're getting into the essential problem that everybody has with socialism, in that who is going to clean the streets? If everybody gets an income, now who is going to clean the streets and do the jobs that people don't like?
But why does it have to be to the point where it's like people can't even like live? I think that's the other part about it. Like,
it's not paid enough. McDonald's isn't paid enough.
Yes.
Okay. So we should be raising the minimum wage to work at McDonald's.
See, the thing, I'm
also fine with paying more for McDonald's to pay them.
The thing is, we could bring up the profit margins that these companies make, and then when shit gets in, like, oh, we raise the prices because, you know, inflation costs and shit like that, right? And then you see how much the CEO makes, and then you see that they haven't raised the wages of any of their employees, but they've raised the price of the food. So it's not being fairly distributed in the first place. So then the thing is like, okay, we'll just raise the minimum wage for these places or whatever. And I think the McDonald's CEO was like, that's cool. But then everything else would be like, that's fine. And then a whole bunch of other shit happens on top of that.
It's whereas like a snowball effect.
Yeah, right. Everything eventually evens back out to the same point.
Let me give you an example. You are a free woman, right? Yeah. Would you want some food prepared by slaves? Understanding their living conditions, knowing that they hate the people that they're probably preparing the food for. Would you want some food from some slaves? I mean, I'm talking about like how they have those.
Oh, no, I don't, but I don't frequent McDonald's anyway.
But I'm just saying.
Right now, I don't have food made.
Hypothetically, of course.
From slaves.
Because I'm not going to. But do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm not calling them slaves, but what I'm saying is like the idea that someone that's in a position that they don't want to be in, but and.
That hate carries over. Honestly, yeah. You don't like your job, that shit carries over into how you output. Like, just that's just in
okay,
general.
Okay, so here's what, and this is where I'm at because I don't go to fast food places as a general rule, maybe for this reason. I'm
not Why don't you though? Why don't you? Are you looking down on them? Because they need that business.
It's the food.
No, because the quality of the food isn't good enough. So you're saying that the customer is resentful of the person working behind the counter, and the person behind the counter is resentful of the customer, so it's just a hate spiral in these fast food places?
They not hate each other. That wasn't the point I was making. I'm saying they hate the job. It's the hating the job is the thing.
Hating the job.
Right.
Because there's so many layers to that job.
But because there's a connotation attached to the job.
So it's like, oh, you work at McDonald's, so you got that going on.
Exactly.
And then on top of that is people can be, you can go back and forth. People can be rude. The person working there can be rude. People can be rude at the thing. We see it all the time. It's fast food restaurants are some of the great, like people just come in and they have these things like, oh, you fucked up my da 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 and all this stuff. And it don't even be their fault. You know what I'm saying? Like it can go either way.
Human interaction can
get very messy. it just gets kind of wild. So that adds another layer to it. And then it's like, I'm working here because I have to. The stresses of that, you know, on top of that. And then it's like, I'm not even getting paid that much.
And on top of that, all you want is a fucking hamburger cooked the way that it looks on the commercial.
And then when the order could come out wrong, or is this be something that be wrong? Like your fries not that good, or something like that.
Right, you
that
ain't got nothing. Feel that, bad. You know, that you ain't feel
got,
bad.
Yeah, and that ain't even got nothing to do with that person that was working there or anything like that. They just got the fries out the shit and they put it in there. They ain't eating that shit. You know, they're not eating it at that particular time.
It's not
time,
their
you
job
get it.
To change the grease. It's not
yeah,
their
so
job.
So they get
to-
it, and then you go back up there. And now you mad at them? Y'all fucked up my blah, blah, blah. And now it's a spiral effect. Because
and then they
back
leave,
and
you come in. You ain't been to McDonald's in maybe 14 years, and here you come. You come in, and you like you just slumming today. All you want is some fries and one of those adult new Happy Meals, and I'm finna go get in about 20 minutes. Next thing you know, they giving you attitude. All right, one second, man. You see me logging into my computer? Goddamn!
You don't want to have to deal with people. You want a machine.
You caught me.
Essentially, you don't like people. Is that what it is?
Nobody likes people.
I'm not.
I'm just staying out of this.
What are you saying, Amir?
No, I don't. With that, like I said, I'm understanding. I'm just trying to help.
What are you saying? How do you feel about people?
I like people.
People are cool, right?
Yeah.
People are cool.
I went to McDonald's last night. I ain't gonna lie. After the show, I was like, I'm fucking starving. So I went to McDonald's.
Did you get a double Happy Meal?
Nah, I don't think they have. They've been selling out, so I didn't get to.
Ain't that a bitch? The adults taking on the fucking Happy Meals.
Man, they trying to collect the toys, bro. You know they finna. It's a resale market for everything.
Resale market.
The toys, man. But I went and I didn't, you know.
Well, give me a Happy Meal as soon as I leave here.
I went there and I have a problem. Like, you know, and if there is something wrong, I don't even get mad. Like, I don't even be tripping. Because I know that it's not, like, I usually not their fault.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like.
But not everybody's going to have that discernment. Because I know, like, in my back of my mind, I'm not, like, I feel bad for them or anything like that. It's just, like, I know, like, dog, I was there. So I know what it's like to work those kind of jobs in this shit.
But Amir, but you're spending your money.
Yes.
Right?
But it's not their fault.
It's not their fault. But it also doesn't have to be anybody's fault if we did it with the precision of the way that they make cars. Like.
I don't think the robots would make it. That much better though. I do.
Yeah, I agree.
I get because no, what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but that's very idealistic because it's like if everything were to work right, somebody needs to oversee those robots. Not because they'll do anything wrong or anything like that, but they malfunction.
Do you know why they stopped making cars all the way by hand like they used to? Like literally screwing because you think I'm about to put my kids in something that your drunk ass made with your drunk ass hands at the plant, arguing with your wife that day. You didn't screw my goddamn seat in or my seatbelt. No. So what they do, they created a supply chain where a robotic arm comes and puts the seat in, and then everyone is torqued to the point where if the screw strip, supply chain stops, what's going on? Engineer come, okay, we got to change the screw. Like, that's the kind of precision that our safety for what our children ride in requires. And what I'm telling you is that that's also Like, fast food doesn't even have to be as bad as it is if it was cooked with a standard across the board. Every single one came out the exact same way with 30 pieces of lettuce, a piece of cheese, three. Like, what do you mean?
That whole thing that you just described is so creepy to me. It's, to make your food automatic, to make your food robotic, that it... satanic.
But your car is not satanically made like that. Like, there's no problem.
Food is different. How is food different? You ingest food, you put it out. It's a spiritual thing. That's why we should eat well.
This is fast food. This is a business. Their whole model is for the convenience of the food being quick and the food being precise. That's their model.
Yeah, but that also divorces the human from the food. That's why it's better to go to these street food people and a family's running it.
So then don't go to Krispy Kreme.
Don't go to Krispy Kreme.
Well, they're delicious and you're missing out. So there's that. But I'll tell you what, they're on a conveyor belt. Thing drops in the fire, drops a bloop, drops a bloop, drops a bloop, drops a bloop of ring in the yeast, bloop, and they come up and they get dried and they come up, they go through the glaze. That's food.
Did you ever see Samsara, that movie?
Of course I have never seen Samsara.
Well, we can't play a clip. Well, maybe we could play a
clip. No, no clips. YouTube been traumatizing me. Like, hey, you guys been playing clips. I don't even know how they know. YouTube, I only know. YouTube, y'all watching my podcast? The people who make YouTube? Leave my little shit alone. My little viewers, we do our thing. Leave us alone. Dang, you can't have nothing over here. Can't do nothing over here. You can't post no clips. You can't do a dub. You can't do nothing. God.
Samsara kind of deals with the similar aspects.
What kind of karate school is this?
I think this is kung fu. But it's just how things become repeated and they become repeated. And as society goes along, we become just like little bits, cogs in a machine.
Now, this don't make you want a damn burger bad as fuck by one of these precise ass people.
Well, these are human beings. I wouldn't mind having a burger from them. I can go and say something to them, but a robot?
If the burger people went to a karate school like this where they had to be all in line, then of course they're making delicious burgers, but they not. People is making your burger and they got 2K on pause at the crib.
Well, I mean, how hard is it to make a burger? I mean, just deal with these people.
You'd be surprised if people be finding all kind of shit in their burgers, Band-Aids and shit.
Just be happy. I just like to deal with people, even if they're annoying. I'm like, that was funny.
Oh, you must be lonely. I ain't got time to deal with no motherfuckers. But nothing extra. What's those, chickens?
That's chickens. It's just how everything is mechanized and repeated, and we take the human out of it, and now all of a sudden we just want to deal with robots, and then we become like WALL-E, and we're just closed off to human interaction.
You know why I wasn't no humans in WALL-E? They was all on fucking vacation from not doing nothing, minding their business. They were somewhere having a good-ass time. Drinking good. When I wake up in the morning time and a robot do my job, boom, 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 boom. Something without loneliness and a robot did my job. Then I look at you and I know what robot's gonna do. My motherfucking job. Motherfucking job. I don't give a man look. I'll be chilling. My car drove me today and it put me on punishment and made me drive. Look at these people. Look at WALL-E. When people have a good ass time getting fat early.
They weren't even on Earth no more.
They're just out.
Ruined the planet. They was out in space just chilling.
Hey man, look, everybody needs to be skinnier. Everybody needs to be fat. We need to cut all this bullshit out. We need to cut all this bullshit out. It's time to be what we gonna be. Across the board. Let me know what we doing so I can go get me a slushy right now. Hey, man, this has been another episode of the CP Podcast. It's always the questions, never the answers. Today was a debate. I was right, Maya was wrong, and we saw what happened. We saw what happened with that and how things go sometimes. She took it like a trooper.
She's still here. When did that happen?
She's still here. You know what I'm saying? So... man, y'all, this has been another episode of the podcast. Man, Amir was right on the edge, right in the middle. He tipped right closer to my side, and he was a little writer, and that's what happens,
okay,
man.
Okay, so if you see CP at the McDonald's and you are making
y'all
his food,
y'all finna see me in that business like 20 minutes.
Fired, but don't spit in his food, okay?
Oh, see, now, Ma, you can't say that, dog.
He wants you fired. He wants a robot to replace you because you annoy him.
Fuck it, I'm Postmate now. Y'all ain't gonna know it's for me. You will never know it's for me. Ha ha! I'm out of here, man. Why would you say that to the people, man? Not even to be like, see, people, we got your burger. We bit your Big Mac.